If you would, go ahead and open up your Bibles back to Luke chapter 17. Luke 17, if you remember this morning, as we were looking through that, we briefly took a look at verse 5. And verse 5 was the reason for Christ's answer, the telling of this short parable, and then comparing that parable to his disciples. But in verse 5, we see the reaction that the disciples had to Christ's teachings, what he was already telling them. They realized that the things that Christ was exhorting them to do were very difficult. And so they made this request of Christ, Luke 17:5. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." That was their desire. They realized that what God desired of them, what Christ was exhorting them to do, was going to be very tough. And as they were right then, it seemed fear that they were going to struggle to do this. So they desired to have their faith increased. Now, as we think of faith, sometimes it can be a kind of like a one-time thing, and that's just it. We have faith. That's it, right? That if I want to be saved, I have to believe, and that the culmination of our faith is ultimately baptism. That we hear the word of God, we believe it. After we believe it, that it leads us to repent of our sins, to confess Christ, and ultimately be baptized for the remission of our sins. Like I said, the culminating act of salvation and our faith leads us to that. So we're good then. As long as we continue to remain faithful, as long as we worship God as we ought to, we're good to go, right? Well, what happens if our faith stays there? That we don't continue to grow in our faith. We don't continue to increase our faith. Why is it the apostles wanted to have their faith increased? Is it really possible to have our faith increased? Is it even necessary to? I want to look at those two things mainly this afternoon. First, is it truly possible to increase our faith? The apostles were seeking to have that done. And you look immediately following the apostles' request, increase our faith. Christ, it said, it immediately answers, so the Lord said. It seems that it is possible because Christ continued on with his teachings to help increase their faith. Not only that, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly." We have example after example throughout the New Testament of this exhortation. We actually have the exact wording of faith growing that Paul told the church in Thessalonica that their faith was indeed growing. It is possible for this to happen. The thing is, much of the time, you know, well, we say you can go from and I've seen it where people have heard the gospel for the first time, responded positively to it, and within a very short time, a day, even just a few hours, responding to the gospel, that their faith being very new, but understanding it and being obedient to it, that in just that short time, their faith grew exceedingly and culminated in their salvation. But what about the continuance of that faith? When you stop and think about it, growing our faith is really not, especially after that, the initial faith that we have that and responding to that faith, it seems like it's a very slow process, and truly it is. When I was little, I used to think that my clothes shrank, because that's what my mom said. That, oh, your clothes are shrinking. Their clothes are getting small. And I just thought that my clothes got small, that they shrunk. It didn't occur to me that the clothes stayed the same size, that I was actually outgrowing the clothes. I just thought that they shrunk. The thing is, I was growing so slowly after, you know, it took me, I don't think I stopped growing until I was about 20. So it was really about 20 years for me to grow to my full height that I am now. It was a long process. It was slow that I didn't see. I don't ever remember going through any growth spurts. And if I did, they weren't significant enough that I really noticed it. But I could tell that, I'm bigger, I'm stronger, I'm able to do things that 2 years ago I wasn't able to do. So I must have grown. And faith is the same way. Many times you don't realize that you are growing in faith. But if we diligently seek after that, we do. And we realize, you know what, I am stronger. The things that were difficult for me to overcome 2 years ago, that I can overcome them now much, much more easily. My faith has grown. Not only is it possible to grow our faith, but it's necessary. Again, the reasoning for this, starting verse 1 of chapter 17 in Luke, says, then he said to his disciples, it is possible that no offenses should come, but woe to him to whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than should he offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him, and if his sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And that's when they replied to him, increase our faith. They realized that the things that were expected of them were very difficult. Like I stated before, this life is very difficult. If we don't continue to progress, what happens? The word stagnant, as far as I know, doesn't have any positive connotations at all. Stagnant is always a bad thing. It's always something I don't want to be. I don't want to be stagnant. You stop and think about it. What happens to us as Christians if we aren't growing, if we are stagnant? It's possible for us to grow in our faith. It's possible for us to become stronger. But Satan doesn't stop after the result of our faith. If it does bring about salvation, Satan doesn't stop there. Peter says he's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's going around looking for us. He desires to destroy us. Now, if I stop and think about that and in physical terms, I think about a lion chasing me. Well, I have salvation that is offered to me that, okay, my faith has led me to obey the gospel. I'm saved. I'm protected from that. Okay, if someone says, there's something after you, you need a protection. Well, here's a .22. Now you have some protection. Well, it's a lion that's after me. Well, what's that .22 going to do? If I don't get something bigger, if I don't continue to get more and more protection, if I don't continue to grow, what do I want against a lion? Well, if I had my choice, I'd rather have a tank. You know, I want something that there's no way that lion can get anywhere near me. That's what faith does for us. Is it necessary? Absolutely it is. The thing is, it takes work. Again, it's not something that we see immediately many times. Especially not after we have been Christians for a while, that the growth of our faith, it's almost passive in that we don't realize that it's happened. So, how does it work? Well, the thing is that, and the thing that I guess most of the time is hard, it takes work. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The very thing that after the disciples begged for their faith to be increased, verse 6 says, so the Lord said. That's the word of the Lord. Faith comes by hearing God's word. But it's not merely that. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, a verse we're probably very familiar with. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, that we are to be diligent in our study of God's word. But not just the study, not just hearing God's word, not just reading this, even meditating upon it. Will that grow our faith? Absolutely it will. But not alone. It must be applied. James 2:17, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. We must continue to grow our faith and apply it. The apostles were pretty wise when they asked Christ to increase their faith. They knew that they were lacking. I guess that's the first step. But if we are Christians, we already have admitted at least one time that, hey, we were wrong, that I need help. I can't do this by myself. I'm lost. I need salvation. But it doesn't end there. We continue to need God. We continue to need His Word. We continue to need to be strengthened in our faith. Again, if I got a lion after me, I don't want that .22. I want to be in that tank. Hopefully this helps us to understand this particular passage a little bit better and remind us that we always need to continue to grow. I want to offer the invitation at this time. If there's any one subject, we want to make this time available. If there's anything we can do to encourage you, prayers of the congregation, whatever it might be, we encourage you, please come as we stand and sing this song.